You're listening to SBS News.
Just because there are restrictions on Australians' lives, it doesn't mean that everything has stopped. Australia's justice system needs to keep working, and it's been finding new ways to do that. In the federal court, cases are now being conducted via remote technology. Through video platforms, the physical court is brought into a virtual space. All usual rules of etiquette and protocols still apply. The new way of working has meant the federal court, which deals primarily with civil matters, has been able to continue operating at more than 50% capacity. Chief Justice James Allsop of the federal court says it hasn't been easy.
So it is slower, and it's more tiring, and it's remote. So it drains a little reality from the experience, which is quite important. And to the extent that litigants may feel further away from the sense of engagement and reality, that's a concern.
In the criminal justice system, there have been significant delays to hearings. Jury trials have been suspended indefinitely due to social distancing restrictions. Natalia Antalak-Sapa from Monash University says in her research, reported bail decisions indicate that courts have been prepared to acknowledge that the impact of COVID-19 may be a compelling reason to justify the granting of bail to the applicant.
The courts have been increasingly focusing on this pandemic as an exceptional circumstance, and the reason for that is because they're concerned about the impact that will have on the accused without their support, potential human-to-human transmission. And that means that the person may typically be released on bail into the community, but of course there are conditions attached.
The National Cabinet this week agreed on guidelines for how to manage COVID-19 in Australia's jails, including providing personal protective equipment to facilities as a priority. Roxanne Moore from the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services says more needs to be done to ensure that those most at risk from the virus are safe.
Once COVID-19 has an outbreak in a prison, it will spread like wildfire. We have seen this happening globally. We've seen it happening in other contained environments in Australia, like nursing homes.
For Michaela Reynolds, it's personal. She lost one brother while he was in custody, and she worries about another brother who is currently in prison.
Last year, when he was incarcerated, he had pneumonia. He didn't get treated for 2 weeks. He does get scared and anxious.
She hopes Australia will act to protect people like him before it's too late. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.